This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies and deceit and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 22nd, 2014. We're in the first hour of the broadcast. You know, it kind of seemed like a slow news week this week in a way because of the mainstream media being fixated on the disappearing aircraft. And, of course, the Ukraine and Crimea being in the news. But really, when I got in here today and started looking, there's a lot of news to report. And some of the headlines we're going to be getting into, The Economist did an excellent article, probably be leading off next hour with it. Paramilitary police, cops are soldiers. And it's a real look with statistics at how our police force in America has become so militarized. And, you know, I'm 47 years old growing up. The police looked more like the police off Leave It to Beaver, Andy Griffith. You know, that's the kind of thing you grew up with. And now look at our police force. They look straight out of the military. We're going to be discussing the changes there next hour. Some of the other headlines, March for Dignity. Thousands arrive in Madrid to protest government austerity. You're going to hear that story. Also, National Security Agency can record 100% of a country's phone calls. That's an interesting story. A ruling lets states require proof of citizenship from anyone who registers to vote. That was the Washington Post. That's going to be in our good news segment. And study, 38% of employers will lay off workers if minimum wage is hiked. CBS News coming in with that one. To lead us off this hour, some of what we're going to be discussing is U.S. boycotts United Nations Human Rights Conference with drone resolution looming. Now, you're going to hear that story. It's going to be coming up in the first hour because as the United States of America has been grandstanding on international law with regards to Vladimir Putin, at the very same time we're boycotting the United Nations Human Rights Conference with regards to using drones in sovereign countries where we're committing murder against women and children in Pakistan. I mean, the hypocrisy is just unbelievable. We'll be getting to that soon. Also, we're going to hear from Ron Paul weighing in on Crimea. And an excellent article this past week by Global Research, forget Russia dumping U.S. treasuries. Here's the real economic threat. So we're going to be discussing that and more in the first hour. The website's thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. So let's get started. And as always, we're going to be taking phone calls in the third hour. This is coming in from the Daily Caller. There's a story like this every week now. Billionaire software mogul Bill Gates has joined the growing chorus of tech experts who predict that low-skilled Americans will face greater unemployment because more jobs are going to be done by software and robots. And probably no one can argue with that fact, but let's listen to his solution for the American worker. The Microsoft founder, whose net worth is now $76 billion, wow, suggested the problem could be fixed by reducing taxes on employers and raising taxes on employees via the reduction of payroll taxes and the addition of new federal consumption taxes. The widening recognition of greater low-skilled unemployment is also creating a problem for many executives, including Gates, and lobbyists and legislators pushing for increased immigration. They backed the Senate's immigration bill, which would dramatically increase the supply of foreign labor, despite America's high unemployment rate. So when you read this article, he tells you that the American worker's in trouble, but his solution is to bring in more foreign immigration, and also he backs the amnesty bill. Now, we have got a whole chorus of sellout trader elite billionaires that are lobbying for amnesty in this country, and not only that, but for more immigration to the country. It just boggles my mind to see that these people are calling for this. And of course, if you're holding on to $76 billion, I don't guess you're worried about a whole lot for yourself, your family, or the future of your family. But obviously, the answer is not to bring in more immigrants into this country. Now, this is the same federal government that won't enforce their own immigration laws that's on the books right now. So there's a concerted effort by these traitors to allow our country to be overrun with illegal immigrants. Now, I do read my own email, and every time I discuss this, people think it's something about racism. I don't care what nationality the illegal immigrants are. A borderless country is going to have some serious problems, and that's what we're enduring right now. And for everyone that don't believe the Republicans will go along with the amnesty because they don't think they're that dumb, just look at their past record. Yes, they will. It's a matter of time. In some way, shape, or form, whether it's incrementally done or at one time, it's coming. Continuing with the article from the Daily Caller. Software substitutions, you know, whether it's for drivers or waiters or nurses or even, you know, whatever it is you do, is progressing, Gates told university-trained Washington professionals gathered at a March 13th talk hosted by the American Enterprise Institute. The growing role of technology will reduce demand for jobs, particularly at the lower end of the skill set. Things are coming fast, he said. 20 years from now, labor demand for lots of skill sets will be substantially lower. I don't think people have that in their mental model, he added, echoing other predictions of low-skilled unemployment. A 2013 study by Oxford University researchers predicted that nearly half of American jobs are at high risk of being taken over by robots in the next decade or two. So I thought that was an interesting story to get us started. Bill Gates, yet another one, leading the charge for amnesty and more immigration into this country. Now, this story, which will probably run me through the break, while we've been listening to Barack Obama, warmonger John McCain, and all of the rest touting the fact that what Putin is doing is breaking international law, and all of your talking heads, your Republicrats and your Democrats, harping on this, the one thing they've not been reporting, none of the mainstream lapdog prostituted media has been reporting the fact that Pakistani leaders hope to convince the United Nations Human Rights Council to pass a resolution that would force U.S. drone strikes to adhere to international law. Why the rest of the world is not convening sanctions on America for our murderous actions in Pakistan and other countries via this drone system, coming over and indiscriminately killing women and children. I've been reporting this weekly for years now. boggles my mind. This is the story they do not report. It's another example of the propaganda corporate-owned media system that does absolutely no real journalism here in America. To get any kinds of facts, you have to turn off, yes, Fox News, CNN, and all the rest. In fact, Fox News, this past week, I was watching Fox News, they come on all the time with that red alert, breaking news, and then they come on and tell you they still are clueless as to what's going on with the disappeared aircraft. You know, it amazes me the pitiful shape mainstream media of all sorts has become in this country. When we come back, we'll continue with the story you're listening to, The Alternative Media with Farron, back in moments.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In the studio, this is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. We're streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org, WDSL1520.com. And before I continue with the U.S. boycotting the UN Human Rights Conference, I'd like to say the story. And I 2 weeks ago when I was on the air, the story broke about the Malaysian aircraft disappearing. Last week, I didn't comment any on it because I figured it's been the biggest story going, probably everybody else is. But this week, it's 2 weeks into this. And one is one of the most pitifully reported stories by mainstream media. I mean, they just harp on it constantly and don't know anything. They actually put a graph on the world of how far the plane could fly and coast in a 360 degree, in 360 degrees. So they're clueless as to what even direction this plane went in, we're supposed to believe. And here in this day and age where satellites are filming the world constantly from all various countries, of course, all these countries using radar, the NSA recording everyone's phone calls and emails in the world. I mean, they're clueless as to where this plane went, supposedly. Then, of course, you got the black boxes and the transponders. It's an interesting story in this day and age. And, of course, mainstream media throwing out everything from terrorism, Don Lemon on CNN, Black Hole, of course, discussing hijacking. It's an interesting story, and we'll just have to continue to follow it. But like I say, I'm just amazed that, and I watched a little bit of CNN, they do the same. They break in like they've got some news, and they don't have any news at all. It's just used to excite you and to keep you watching their non-news propaganda. But now, this is a real story, and if they were real journalists at CNN or Fox News or any of the rest of them, this is the kind of stuff they'd be reporting, but they don't want to report this because they want to keep you in the left-right paradigm. The Pakistani leadership is trying to convince the United Nations to pass a resolution to force the United States of America to adhere to international law. The draft of a Pakistani resolution first reported by Colin Lynch of Foreign Policy proposed that nations ensure transparency when discussing drone strikes and conduct prompt, independent, and impartial investigations whenever there are indications of any violations of human rights caused by their use. Wow, that's not too much to ask, is it? Of course, the United States of America would keep several teams busy investigating their continued human rights abuses. We are the giant hypocrite in the world, and in the stories coming up, you're going to find out that you may not know it. The citizens of the United States may not know it, but our leaders know it, and the rest of the world knows it. It's all been exposed now. While the official numbers are non-existent, experts have suggested that anywhere from 200 to nearly 1,000 Pakistani civilians have been killed by U.S. drones, with as many as 200 children possibly among that total. So let me tell you what that is. There's a terrorist plane in the air, or drone. Women and children are at their home, or in their car. And this terrorist flies over and murders innocent women and children. That terrorist is our government. That is a terrorist act. It is murder. It is against international law. And why the rest of the world is not at the United Nations screaming for there to be something done about this out-of-control entity that is perpetrating indiscriminate murder, I do not understand. The issue of drone strikes, while remaining largely out of U.S. headlines, has become one of the most polarizing in Pakistan. While previous reports have made it clear that Pakistani leaders have authorized at least some drone strikes, they publicly maintain that unmanned American aerial vehicles constantly buzzing in the skies undermine Pakistan's sovereignty. Well, absolutely. Well, absolutely. And let me say this again with regards to Iraq and what we've done there. If Saddam Hussein had lived 10 lifetimes, he would not have killed as many innocent Iraqi people as we have. So let's consider what the reality of the situation is. 2007, the BBC reported we'd killed 670,000 innocent people in Iraq. Now, you know, mainstream media is not going to report that to you, but that's a fact. Look it up. The proposal revealed Wednesday, which also called for an interactive panel discussion on the use of drones, is a clear appeal from Pakistan to the international community. Pakistan is appealing to the international community, please help us. We're being murdered by drones here in our sovereign country. Could you imagine if North Korea was doing something like this? Could you imagine if Iran was doing something like this? If they were killing women and children in a sovereign country with drones? While Barack Obama and John Kerry wouldn't be able to get to the United Nations Security Council meeting fast enough to start their coalition of the willing to attack Iran, all veiled in the humanitarian causes to save the women and children. Remember, the Clinton administration was saving the women and children down at Waco. The Human Rights Council, which is based in Geneva, Switzerland, entered into its third day of discussing the resolutions this past Wednesday, yet the U.S. delegation was still nowhere to be found. We are boycotting even joining the discussion of Human Rights Conference, the United Nations Human Rights Conference, with the upcoming drone resolution looming. That is what the United States of America does. And this is one of the stories that if we had real journalism in America, they would be discussing. Now, I wanted to get this in this hour. Ron Paul is once again speaking up about the situation in Crimea, and this time the former congressman is condemning critics from his own country who are seemingly obsessed with the recent secession. The former Republican representative for Texas told Russia Today earlier this month that he didn't think the United States had any business meddling in overseas affairs, and that worsening tensions in Ukraine should be resolved only by those directly involved. The citizens of Crimea have since approved a referendum to separate from Ukraine, but both the U.S. and European Union responded with sanctions against certain officials from Russia and the former Ukraine government as a result. In an op-ed published by USA Today on Monday, Paul asked, "What's the big deal?" Opponents of the Crimea vote like to point to the illegality of the referendum, Paul wrote, but self-determination is a centerpiece of international law. If this situation was reversed, the United States of America would take the opposite position. We pick and choose according to our pitiful failure at foreign affairs. And it's being exposed. The whole world sees us as the hypocrite. And it's sad to see our country that has been moved from one of the most loved countries in the world to one of the most hated in what? A matter of three or four presidencies. Article 1 of the United Nations Charter points out clearly that the purpose of the United Nations is to develop friendly relations among nations based on respect for the principles of equal rights and self-determination of peoples, he said. While why does the U.S. care which flag is being hoisted on a small piece of land thousands of miles away? Where were these people when an election held in Iraq occupied by U.S. troops was called a triumph of democracy, he said. You see, we're still occupying Iraq. Coming up on a break, we'll finish this on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only takes a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
And we're back on the alternative. Baron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist. And everyone else is a reality theorist. And continuing with this, with Ron Paul's remarks this week, the former congressman's remarks were published just hours after the White House authorized a new wave of sanctions against Russia and released a statement from U.S. President Barack Obama in which he warned that more could be ordered if Russia continues to interfere in the Ukraine. But according to Paul, the U.S. government has more or less ignored recent efforts waged by the people of Scotland, Catalonia, and Venice to secede, and instead had opted only to focus on the Crimean conflict, which, as a result, he says, has led NATO closer to conflict with Russia than since the height of the Cold War. Perhaps the U.S. officials who supported the unconstitutional overthrow of Ukraine's government should refocus their energies on learning our own constitution, he said, which does not allow the U.S. government to overthrow other governments overseas or to send $1 billion to bail out Ukraine and its international creditors, the former congressman wrote. And, you know, one, I fully agree with that. And two, I am sick of any of the Republicrats or the Democrats trying to wrap themselves in the fact that they operate under the Constitution. That is a laughable lie at this point. They absolutely do not operate anything like within the confines of the Constitution of the United States of America. And that is why we have the majority of the problems which we have, whether it be with our foreign policy or whether it be economically here in America. Now, we're going to get in quickly, hopefully, here, some of what's transpired this week that maybe the mainstream media has not reported that you're unaware of. Now, Reuters reported this past week. Now, listen to this. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the United States on Monday of being guided in its foreign policy not by international law, but by the rule of the gun. Our Western partners, headed by the United States, prefer not to be guided by international law in their practical policies, but by the rule of the gun, he told a joint session of Parliament. They have come to believe in their own exceptionalism and their sense of being the chosen ones, that they can decide the destinies of the world, that it is only them who can ever be right. Now, I thought Putin made a huge comment there with regards to how we conduct our foreign policy. We are hypocrites in front of the whole world with regards to the way we implement our foreign policy. And I've been reading the media in the various countries all this week, and they know it. Now, we don't know it. Majority of the American people don't know it because they listen to the talking points of that keep everyone focused on, hey, we're going to get them with the Republicans in 2016 and blah, blah, blah. But the rest of the world sees the hypocrisy of our foreign policy. They also see that foreign policy doesn't change when we rotate our puppet from George W. Bush to Barack Obama. It stays the same. Remember Barack Obama campaigning in 2007? I've played the clip over and over. He was going to bring the troops home. Then he won the selection, and then he won the Nobel Peace Prize. Then he sent 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan, and we're still there. He's been president now almost 6 years. Anyone should be able to see now that when we move from Republican to Democrat, things just continue to get worse. The foreign policy basically stays the same. It makes no difference what they campaign on because they're liars. You know, it boggles my mind when I see George W. Bush out at some event and the people show up in droves and cheer him like he's some kind of hero when he got us into these endless wars, lied us into the weapons of mass destruction, and then right before he left office, he put the cherry right on top of the cake, and the economy collapsed. Then we get Barack Obama, who has doubled the national debt, has kept the wars going, has come up and got past the biggest socialistic movement in our lifetime with Obamacare, and people act like that these two individuals are somehow pulling for we the people or for regular people, when we are being sold out. It matters not to me who's selling me out. It matters not to me whether they claim to be a Republican or a Democrat. If I'm being sold out, if my children's future is being destroyed, if the national debt is skyrocketing and your policies cause hatred around the world for our country, then it matters not to me what party you affiliate yourself with. You are a traitor to America. You are a traitor to we the people. And why the American people are not out in the streets screaming bloody murder for what the federal government of the United States has done and is doing to this country, I do not understand. I mean, the economic conditions, the ride through your town where there's as many empty businesses as there is businesses still holding on. You watch the news, and while one of the paid liars is trying to tell you that the economy is somehow getting better, the scroller at the bottom is saying housing took a turn for the worse this month. There's a record number of people on unemployment. I mean, the news is out there if you just look. But how about this story for one that no one reported this past week? The state has passed a motion suggesting that the U.S. and EU extend the freshly introduced sanctions to all Russian MPs rather than just a limited group of officials, defying Western pressure just hours before Russia and Crimea signed the Federation Treaty. Now, I don't know if this is common or if this has ever happened before, where the United States government is sanctioning like 11 individuals from the Russian parliament. Individuals? Maybe that's happened before. I don't know. I mean, we know sanctions work so well. Look what we've done with Cuba. I mean, boy, they really knuckled under, didn't they? How long we've had that farce going? 50 years? The motion was supported by a unanimous vote. Now, the Russian parliament voted unanimously on Tuesday. I'm sure you've seen this. I'm sure mainstream media covered this for you. It was prepared the day before by all four parliamentary parties after representatives of the United States and the European Union said they were slapping sanctions such as visa bans and asset freezes on a number of Russian officials who are seen as key architects of the policy toward Ukraine. Now here, our government is putting asset freezes on 11 members of the Russian parliament. The State Duma motion reads that the U.S. president's decree was limiting the rights of Russian citizens and that similar discriminatory measures were approved by foreign ministers of the EU nations. In a speech called "The Move by the U.S. State Department, President Obama and the European Union, an absurd attempt," and suggested that the U.S. punished all lower house members as long as they stress that any of their members are on a blacklist, they should also impose sanctions on all 436 of us who voted for the law that protects our children from gay propaganda. So here what we've got is Barack Obama put sanctions on 11 parliamentary members of the Russian parliament. So the parliament voted, put sanctions on all 436 of us then, Obama, if that's what you want to do. So I'm telling you that the days of the United States of America being feared throughout the world, now we are feared as far as we will start a war at the drop of a hat, but we're not going to implement our policies anymore throughout the world. They're turning their back on the United States. They know we're in economic decline. And I want to say something. I may not have time to get it all out here, but when you watch this, what do you see happening here in Russia and Crimea? They're all one race. They're white. They speak one language. We don't even know what that would be like anymore in this country. We're so divided. We do not stick together. We do not have that nationalistic unity here in this country anymore. They have that, and that's why they're doing this. We don't even understand it anymore because we're so divided. We do not come together, the various races here in this country. You can say whatever you want to. We do not do it. The only ones that absolutely do not come together is the white race. The other races vote as blocks and stick together. We don't know what it's like to be in a country like this where it's all one race, basically speaking one language. So we don't understand why they feel the way they do. This is why they're doing what they're doing. They have some solidarity and some unity that goes far beyond what we understand anymore in this country. And this situation is absolutely none of our business. When will this country learn that every conflict throughout the world is not an invitation for us to come and be the world policeman? We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. Back in moments.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right.
The website's thealternativemedia.com. I'm alternativemedia.org. And to finish up on this story, Deputy Markov also said in his Duma speech that Russian politicians cannot be intimidated by Western sanctions, as previous examples of their application demonstrate that such measures are hardly effective. They tried it before in Serbia, Belarus, Syria. But these nations have not lost their dignity, have not lost their identity. They remain united and independent countries, said the deputy. Our position is extremely clear and honest. We never betray our own. Wow, we could learn something from that statement, couldn't we? We will never betray the Russian-speaking citizens and simply the citizens who live on the territory of Crimea who have made a decision to be with Russia forever. Markov told the parliamentarians, As for the sanctions today, any sanctions will only unite our political elite because our businessmen and the common people have always united before external threats, regardless of their political views, the MP added. So you can see these people are united. They're not going to bow just because Barack Obama shakes the hickory switch, I guess. We have seen the end of the United States being able to run throughout the world and force our will on other countries, at least countries with a real military. Now, if this was, if this was some third world country that at best had some World War One armaments, yes, we would go down there and start a war and save the peace. But with Russia, I don't think there's any fear that we'll be sending drones over into their sovereign country anytime soon. The big paper tiger does not do that. Now, I wanted to get this in this hour. We've probably got just enough time. Global Research, an excellent article. Forget Russia dumping U.S. treasuries. Here's the real economic threat. Russia threatened to dump its U.S. treasuries if America imposed sanctions regarding Russia's actions in the Crimea. Zero Hedge is arguing that Russia has already done so. But veteran investor Jim Sinclair argues that Russia has a much scarier financial attack, which Russia can use against the United States. Now, everyone, take a listen to this, because the rest of the world knows our vulnerabilities, whether the people of America do or not. Specifically, Sinclair said that if Russia accepts payments for oil and gas in any currency other than the dollar, whether it be gold, the euro, the ruble, the rupee, or anything else, then the U.S. petrodollar system will collapse. This is what's being orchestrated as we speak, because to get rid of the multinational currencies and move to a one-world currency, you got to collapse the current system, and that's exactly what we're seeing. Indeed, one of the main pillars of U.S. power is the petrodollar, and the U.S. is desperate for the dollar to be maintained as the reserve status of the world. Some wise commentators have argued that recent U.S. wars have really been about keeping the rest of the world on the petrodollar standard, which I believe is 100% correct. The theory is that after Nixon took the U.S. off of the gold standard, which had made the dollar the world's reserve currency, America salvaged that role by adopting the petrodollar. Specifically, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia agreed that all oil and gas would be priced in dollars, so the rest of the world had to use the dollar for most of its transactions. Absolutely true. But Reuters notes that Russia may be mere months away from signing a bilateral trade deal with China, where China would buy huge quantities of Russian oil and gas. Zero Hedge argues, add bilateral trade denominated in either rubles or the rubini or gold, add Iran, Iraq, India, and soon the Saudis, China's largest foreign source of crude, whose crown prince also met with the Chinese president this past week to expand trade and wave goodbye to the petrodollar. As we noted last year, the average life expectancy of a fiat currency is less than 40 years. But what about reserve currencies like the U.S. dollar? J.P. Morgan noted last year that reserve currencies have a limited shelf life. As the table shows that was in this article, U.S. reserve status has already lasted as long as Portugal and the Netherlands reign. It won't happen tomorrow. It may not happen next week, but the end of the dollar's reign is coming nonetheless. And China and many other countries are calling for a new reserve currency now. Remember, China is entering into more and more major deals with other countries to settle trades in the yen instead of dollars. This includes the European Union, the world's largest economy, and also Russia. And China is quietly becoming a gold superpower. Given that China has surpassed the U.S. as the world's largest importer of oil, Saudi Arabia is moving away from the U.S. and towards China. Some even argue that the world will switch from petrodollar to the petro-yen. In any event, a switch to pricing petroleum in anything other than dollars exclusively, whether a single alternative currency, gold, or even a mix of currencies or commodities, would spell the end of the dollar as the world's reserve currency. For that reason, Sinclair, no fan of either Russia or Putin, urges American leaders to back away from the economic confrontation with Russia, arguing that the U.S. will be the ultimate loser. So what we're seeing here is these insane lunatics that are in charge of our government in Washington, D.C., not only have they destroyed the economy of the United States of America and outsourced our manufacturing base through their foreign policy, they are going to ultimately destroy the dollar. It's well on its way. The Federal Reserve banking system has been in place for 100 years. It has enslaved the American people. We are $17 trillion past bankrupt with well over $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities. We have a powder keg situation in our economy here. We've got a currency that's backed by nothing, printed out of thin air. The rest of the world knows it. They're chomping at the bit to drop the dollar. Our foreign policy has made us hate it, and also we're liars, so they don't trust anything we say. These economies are moving forward. The world is changing. And the saddest part of it is it doesn't have to be this way for the American people. If we had any kind of representation in Washington that represented we the people rather than the corporations and the big banks, they are owned, they're bought, they're paid for. They're traitors to we the people. They're traitors to the Constitution. And that is why we see these situations unfold. You know, I've done it time and time again on this broadcast. Predict the way the votes is going to go. Predict whether you're going to be able to have genetically modified food labeling. Because if you vote for it, some federal sellout traitor judge comes along and strikes it down. We can't seem to move forward in the system because the system is so hopelessly broken. The system is owned by the banks and the corporations. Our politicians have become nothing more than mere puppets. That's how broke this system is in America. That's why when you see polls and maybe they're legitimate polls and overwhelmingly the people oppose more wars, they vote for more wars. When the people oppose banker bailouts, they bail out the banks. They don't represent middle class America. They do not do it, and you're not going to elect people of any significance numbers that's going to change this because there's too many bought and paid for lifetime politicians that's got the banks and the corporations backing them with millions of dollars to run these campaigns, and then they win the selection. There's no confidence in the voting system. You cannot win inside the system. We should declare this whole system a broken system and replace it with something that represents we the people. Anyone that's in office now should be barred on the national level from ever holding office again because you were there when this situation came about. It is just amazing to me to see our youth. I talk to young people all the time, and I sense the hopelessness because they don't know what to do or what to get into or where to go. And, you know, so many of them bring up the fact that, you know, their parents has told them to join the military. I'm telling you, don't join the military. The federal government of the United States will break all of its promises that it made to you. And then when you do come back, they won't honor any of the promises if you got hurt in the conflict either. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Paramilitary police, cops, or soldiers. Next hour. Stay with me.
With financial